We now proceed with lesson number 8 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. And here, as we begin with Mishnayos 7 and 8, we're at the second parak, the 7th and 8th Mishnah. Before we begin the 7th Mishnah, I must give you a bit of an introduction. The Rosh Hashanah for Shavuos is like we practice Rosh Hashanah on the first day of Tishrei. Peros, which began to grow in the 6th year and continued their growth into the 7th year, or Peros, which grew in the 7th year and continued to grow into the 8th year. So how do we determine whether these growths are considered 6-year products or 7th-year products? Some of the growth was in the 6th, some was in the 7th. How do we determine whether it's a 7th-year growth or an 8th-year growth? Some of it was of the growth was in the 7th year, some in the 8th year. So there are a set of rules. And the rule basically is that it depends upon the species of plant that you're speaking about. Because we look at a plant and determine at what point in its growth is it mechuyev in maaser? Because when it comes to maaser, during the 6 years, the 7th year of Shavuos, there is no halacha of maaser. But in the other 6 years, in years 1 and 2, you're mechuyev in maaser sheni, to take the products, bring them to Yerushalayim and eat them there, or redeem them for money, take the money to Yerushalayim and eat them there. That's in year 1 and 2, and in year 4 and 5. But in year 3, you take the tithe and you don't bring it to Yerushalayim to eat, but rather you give it to a poor person. That's Maser Oni. And similarly in the 6th year. So if you have something that grew partly in the 2nd year and partly in the 3rd year, is it Mechuyev and Maser Sheni or is it Mechuyev and Maser Oni? This depends, this is determined by a certain point in the growth of that product, that specific species. And if that point happened in the 2nd year of the 6-year cycle, Maaser Sheni. If it happened in the 3rd year of Maaser Sheni, a 3rd year of the 6-year cycle, then it would be Maaser Oni. So here too, when it comes to determining whether something is 6th year or 7th year, or 7th year or 8th year, we look to see of the point at which this species would be Mechuyav in Maaser. If the Chi of Maaser is before Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos, so then it's Peros Shishis. If the Chiyuv of Maaser would be after Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos, so it's considered Peros Shavuos. Now, what is this point at which a species becomes Mechuyuv in Maaser? So it depends upon the type of plant or product, type of crop that it is. When it comes to Tvua, to grain, you determine it after Shlish HaGidl, 1/3 of its growth. So if wheat is growing on a field, partly in year 2, partly in year 3, you determine at which point did it reach 1/3 of its growth. If it reached 1/3 of its growth in year 2, you have to give Maaser Sheni. If it didn't reach 1/3 of its growth until year 3, then you give Maaser Oni. Similarly, when it comes to Shemitah, if the wheat reached its 1/3 of its growth point in the 6th year, it's Peros Shishis, not Peros Shemitah. If, however, even though it continued to grow on into the 6th year, and most of its growth happened in the 7th year, rather, it continued to grow into the 7th year, and most of its growth happened in the 7th year, but if it reached 1/3 of its growth, Shlish Gidulo, in the 6th year, it's a 6th year fruit. It's Peros Shishis. This is true for Tvua. And this is also true for olives. Zesim, you go after Shlish HaGidl. That's category number 1, Shlish HaGidl. When it comes to vegetables, to cucumbers, to broccoli, to lettuce, to tomatoes, you do not follow Shlish Gidl, but you follow the Lakita. When is it gathered up from the garden? So if you have a tomato which grew most of it in year 2, but the Lakita is in year 3, it's Maaser Oni. If the Lakita is in year 2, it's Maaser Sheni. And similarly with Shemitah, if the tomatoes grew, all of them, to full growth in year 6, but the Lakita, the gathering, is in year 7, it's Shemitah. If it grew in year 7 and the Lakita is in year 8, it's not Shemitah. It's Shminis. It's 8th year product. So that's for Yerokos, for vegetables. When it comes to trees, you follow Chanota. Chanota means the point when the beginning of the fruit is discernible. When you look at the tree and you can see, an apple's coming out. That's the point of Chanota. If that occurs in year 2, Maser Sheni. If that occurs in year 3, Maser Oni. If that occurs in year 6, it's Peros Shishis. If that occurs in year 7, even though it began to blossom, in what we mean in English by blossom, all kinds of beautiful flowers instead of in year 6, but if the Chanota is in year 7, it is Shemitah. It is Shvius, Peros Shvius. So this is very extremely important. Those three categories of Tvua and Zesim, Shlish Gidulo, determines the year of its Shishis or Shvius, or the year for Maestros. When it comes to Yerokos, it is the Lakita, the gathering point, the gathering time, which determines which year it is assigned to. And if it are the trees, or most trees, it is Basar Chanota, when the fruit begins to be first discernible as a fruit. Now, our Mishnah has another category which fits none of the above. Not Shlish Gidulo, not Lakita, and not Chanota, but rather Hashrosha. You want to see when did it take root, and you follow the point at which it took root. If it took root in the 6th year, it's Peros Shishis. Took root in the 7th year, Peros Shvius. The reason being that these particular species that we're about to learn, the 4 in the Mishnah, do not all grow at the same pace. You can have one field, and some of the plants grow quicker than others. And you also don't do the Lakita at one point. Whenever you need these things, then you do the Lakita, then you gather them for the field. And therefore the Chachamim said that we do not follow not Shlish Gidulo and not Basar Lakita, but rather Hashrosha. When did it take root? All of what I just told you is based upon a Rashi in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Now let's move on to these 4 species, which are not like grain or olives, which are where you determine their year, their assignment year, according to when they reach the 3rd of their growth. Nor are they like vegetables, yurokos, tomatoes, lettuce, etc., where you follow the time of Lakita when they are harvested. Nor are they like trees, where you follow the time of Chanota when you begin to see the formation of the fruit. And these species are, but rather you look at when they took root. Ha'orez, which is rice. Hadochen, which is millet, a type of grain. Haprogim, which is another type of grain of some sort. Vahashumshimin, and sesame streets. Shehishrishu, lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If they took root before Rosh Hashanah. Let's say, for example, they took root in the 2nd year of the 6th year cycle. Then, Mis Asrin Lishe'ovar, then you give Maiser according to the rules of the 2nd year in which they took fruit. The 2nd year, which is the year in which they took fruit. Namely, for rice, for dochen, for progen, for shumshimin, you, if they would take root in the 2nd year, you would give Maser Sheni. If they didn't take root until the 3rd year, you would give Maser Oni. Umutorin bashvius. If they took root in the 6th year, they are mutar. They have nothing to do with shvius. They are peroshishis, and they can be treated with no kedusha shvius whatsoever. V'im lav. But suppose they didn't take root in year 2 of the 6-year cycle, or they didn't take root in year 6 of the 7-year cycle, but rather they took root in the 3rd year of the 6th year cycle, that would be Mis Asrin L'shono Habo. You would give Maaser according to the 3rd year, which is Maaser Oni. And if they took root not in the 6th year, but they first took root in the 7th year, then they would be, look at the words of the Mishnah, Asurin Bashvius. They would be Osur because of Shvius, meaning you would have to conduct yourself with this Orez Dochen Pragim Shumshamin according to the Kedushas Shvius. You could eat these fruits, but only according to the rules and regulations of fruits which grew on the seventh year. So this is the principle of Hashrosha, which applies to these four species, and according to our Mishnah, just these four species, no other species. However, the next Mishnah, we will see the opinion of various Tanoim that there are other types of crops which also are determined according to which year they took root. They took root in the sixth year, they are peros shishis. Took year in the seventh year, they are peros shvius. And which are these other additional besides Orez Progen, Orez Dochen Progen Shumshimin? Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Pol HaMitzri. It's a kind of a pole, is a kind of a bean, which is an Egyptian bean. Shezro'ul Zera Batchila. Now this bean can be used as a vegetable, which means you're eating it, or it grows certain leafy parts which are eaten. Then it would follow the rules of every other vegetable, and you would look at the year in which the Lakita took place, not the year in which the Hashrosha took place. However, if you planted these beans in order to raise more bean seed, to use them as seed for additional crops later on, Pol HaMitzri Shezero L'Zera Batchila, your initial attention in planting them was so that the crop should be used as a seed crop, Kiyotze Behen. They are like Orez Dochen Progen Shumshamin, and you follow the year in which they took root, the Hashrosha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Afunim is another type of bean, like a string bean, Hagamlonim, which are fat and juicy, Gasim, or a type of vegetable. They're not to be treated as other vegetables, lettuce and tomatoes and broccoli, which the year which determines the assignment is the year in which they are subject to Lakita, the year in which they are harvested, but rather, Kiyotze Bahem, these are Funim HaGamlonim, you look at when they took root, they are Kiyotze Bahem, they are just like Orez Dochen Progim Shumshimin. You follow Hashrosha when they took root. Rav Elazar disagrees with reference to these afunim gamlonim, which seem to be something similar to what we call string beans, peas in a pod. Rav Elazar Omer, afunim hagamlonim, these peas, we look at when they form this pod, when they form this pocket in which they are kept. A pocket grows around them. That pocket is called a tarmil, which means like a little sack. When they form this sack surrounding the bean, that is the point which determines what year they are. So afunim hagamlonim mishetirmelu lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If the sack was formed before Rosh Hashanah, then they are like peros of year six, and they're not subject to the rules of Shemitah. If the tirmul, the formulation of the sack or packet, took place after Rosh Hashanah, then it's Lashon Haba, which in the case of Shvius would mean that these beans would be subject then, if the tirmul took place in Shvius, they would be subject to the rules of Shvius. And so we have finished Mishnah 8, and in the process concluded finished Mishnah 8, and also finished lesson number 8. Tomorrow, we will continue with Mishnah 9 and lesson number 9.